Now, Stella Dallas. A continuation on the air of the true-to-life story of mother love and sacrifice, in which Stella Dallas saw her beloved daughter Laurel marry into wealth and society, and realizing the difference in their tastes and world, went out of Laurel's life. These episodes in the later life of Stella Dallas are based on the famous novel of that name by Olive Higgins Prouty, and are written by Anne Hummert. Here is a way every person who is subject to acid indigestion can find relief. Take Philips Milk of Magnesia after meals. It will usually relieve such discomfort in a few minutes. The reason is that such indigestion is often caused by excess acidity in the stomach. And Philips Milk of Magnesia is rated among the most rapidly effective alkalizers or neutralizers of excess stomach acids known. What's more, when taken at bedtime in water or orange juice, 2 to 4 tablespoons of Philips Milk and Magnesia will help you to start the day feeling like a new person. Try it. But when you buy, ask for it by its full name, Philips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, Milk and Magnesia, not merely Milk and Magnesia alone. And when you take it, follow this advice. Caution, use only as directed on the package. The 50-cent size, containing 3 times the amount of the 25-cent bottle, is the real economy buy. And besides the familiar liquid form, you can also get the convenient Philips Milk and Magnesia tablets to carry in pocket or purse at any drugstore. Cost only 25 cents, less than 1 cent a tablet. And now, Stella Dallas. In the darkness of Mrs. Grosvenor's long drawing room, Stella sits alone. A moment ago, the front door was closed, and Stella heard the voices of Laurel's mother-in-law and her guest, Ronald Cartwright. She heard Mrs. Grosvenor's laughter and the enigmatical tones of Ronald. Stella's hands are clenched tightly in her lap. For a moment, she wishes frantically that she might be mistaken about Ronald, that everyone else might be right and herself wrong. But she thinks of her daughter Laurel and the strange picture of Laurel painted by Ronald. A picture without a face. Well, now there are footsteps in the room. Stella doesn't move. Even when the light is switched on, she doesn't move.
Oh, I didn't know you were in here, Mr. Dallas.
Yes, Mr. Cartwright.
Where is Laurel?
I persuaded her to go to bed.
Well, Mr. Dallas, I'm glad to have this chance to talk with you. I know you don't think Louise should marry me.
Mr. Cartwright, now please.
I'm the first to admit I haven't much to offer her. But regardless of what you think, I do care for her.
Oh, I'd rather not discuss it.
Oh, no, I don't want you to misunderstand. I begged Louise not to make a settlement of $100,000 on me. And this afternoon when I heard that the papers had been misplaced, I was delighted. I sincerely hope that those papers are never signed. But if Louise is stubborn about giving me the money, then I'll repay her as soon as I can.
By making money painting again, you mean?
Oh, yes. Before the war, I was very successful. And since painting Laurel's portrait, my self-confidence is returning.
Since painting Laurel's portrait?
Yes, Mrs. Dallas. Why do you say that so oddly? I believe you'll be very pleased with Laurel's portrait when you see it.
Pardon me, Mr. Cartwright.
Oh, what is it, Horace?
Mrs. Dallas is wanted on the phone.
Oh, thanks, Horace. I'll see who it is. Hello?
How is everything, Stella?
Oh, hello, man.
I was half out of my mind. What's happened?
Oh, a lot of things, but I can't talk very well over the phone, man.
Well, I'm at the drugstore. 1 block down. Turn to your left on the side street.
You mean you've come back over here? Oh, honey.
Oh, I didn't go home at all after I left you.
Huh?
I've been right here in the neighborhood.
All this time?
I've been thinking you might be needing me. Say, Stella, could I be sleeping in the house now?
No, no, honey. I'll meet you in the drugstore and... in 10 minutes.
Sev, here I am.
Oh, man. Oh, I ought to fuss at you for not going home. But, gee, I'm so pleased that you didn't. I've never needed to talk to you more.
We'll be sitting down.
Oh.
And there's a cup of coffee.
Oh, gee, thanks, man.
Go ahead, drink it. You're needing it, Stan. What did Mrs. Grosvenor do? Give Mr. Cartwright all that money?
No, she hasn't yet. The paper she had to sign in order to do it was... was taken off the desk in the library.
Oh.
And Mr. Nelson, the lawyer, had to get a plane to California, so she... Well, she hasn't made Mr. Cartwright that present of $100,000 yet.
Holy Caesar. What do you mean about the papers?
I took them in.
Huh?
Yes, and then Horace's wife, Allie, burned them up.
You took the papers away from Mrs. Grosvenor?
She don't know I did. Oh, Min, things couldn't be worse. I've only got a day or so to prove that Mr. Cartwright don't care a thing for Miss Grosvenor and that he's a rascal. But I've got no evidence to back up my suspicions, none.
Well, will you be getting back to the papers?
Well, I told you what happened.
And you have not at all. Since when have you started taking legal papers away from folks?
Oh, it didn't seem wrong to me to take the papers out of the library. Of course, I didn't mean for Allie to burn them, but she knew I had them. And she got them out of my pocketbook and threw them in the fire.
Oh, Stan, that's awful. Don't you know what Mrs. Grosvenor will be doing to you if she finds out?
Well, I did it for her sake. I was trying to gain time, and of course I'll protect Allie. I mean to take the whole blame when I do explain.
But still, how could you be taking such an awful risk?
Listen, Min. If I hadn't done it, Ronald Cartwright would have $100,000 of her money right now. Oh, I'm not sorry when I think of that. No, indeed, I'd do it all over again. I'd have been a coward not to take those papers. Gee, I'm mad, Min. I'm fighting mad. I don't like Mr. Cartwright.
Mm.
And I don't like Horace either.
Mm.
And I'll fight in any way I see to show Miss Grosvenor that they're mean, horrible people.
Well, why don't you be telling Mrs. Grosvenor about Horace slipping into your place at the Roman house?
No, she wouldn't believe me, that's why. She won't believe anything I say. There's only one way I may be able to get proof.
What's that?
Min, I'm so far from being positive it will help that I better not talk about it. But it's something I'm going to do tonight. Something I'm going to do just as soon as I get back to the house.
Will you stop bemoaning what's happened, Horace?
This is your business, Cartwright, to get Mrs. Grosvenor to sign those papers today.
Well, confound it, what did happen to them? The moment, the instant before Louise came in to sign them, they disappeared. How did it happen? Who took them?
Well, it wasn't Allie, as we've let Mrs. Grosvenor think. It was Laurel Grosvenor.
But Laurel has no objection to my marrying her mother-in-law.
Evidently she has. I know she took the papers.
Well, that's hard to believe. I'd like to think Mrs. Dallas did. I'd like to inform Louise myself that Mrs. Dallas had taken them.
She didn't. It was Laurel. You've lost $100,000 and Laurel is responsible.
Well, if I thought that Laurel had
she
taken
did.
Them...
She's the only one in the house who could have done it. Mrs. Dallas is waiting in the living room.
Well, Laurel will regret it.
Yes, but that doesn't solve our immediate problem. The portrait upstairs has got to be taken away.
I told Louise I'd restore it.
Fine. Just what you should have done. But it's got to be removed from the house. We're in danger while it's here.
If we're in danger, it's because the hands were cut to ribbons with a knife.
Cartwright, what does it take to convince you that Mrs. Dallas had to be stopped from comparing the hands in the portrait with Laurel's? She would have discovered that it's the picture Laurel posed for and not the Grosvenor ancestress.
She's got no reason not to think Laurel's portrait is being framed, as I said it was.
You don't know what she thinks, Cartwright. The picture upstairs is Laurel's portrait, with the exception of the face.
The picture is a copy of the original. If the canvas hadn't been cut, no one would ever have doubted that it was the portrait of Clarice Elizabeth.
All right, but now it's got to be removed from the house before Mrs. Dallas begins concentrating on the likeness of her daughter's hand.
No, that's ridiculous, Horace. If Mrs. Dallas suspected anything, she'd tell Louise.
I'll go in the portrait room now. While Mr. Cartwright is downstairs. The door to the drawing room was closed. So I'll bet Horace is in there talking to him. Well, that's not my concern right now. Where's the light? What? The light don't turn on. That's funny. Oh, well, there's a lamp over here. Well, it don't either. Well, the globe's been taken out. Gosh, if that's not something. I've got to have light to see Clarice Elizabeth's picture. Oh, the candlesticks. Yes, now if I can just find a match, there was a box right... Yes, here they are. Now I'll light the candles. Yeah. Gee, how strange the room looks by candlelight. And the portrait. The hands cut to pieces like that. Oh, it makes me heartsick every time I see them. They're so like Lolly's hands. And cut in this dreadful way. That finger. The forefinger bent just like Lolly bends hers. I'll just... Yes. Yes, a lot of these little pieces of canvas could be pulled off without any trouble at all.
Mrs. Dallas.
Who's that? Oh, Horace.
What are you doing here?
Just looking at the picture of Clarice Elizabeth.
You startled me when I saw you here with the candles.
Did I?
I'm sorry, but Mr. Cartwright sent me to take the picture down.
Oh, to take it down?
Mrs. Grosvenor wants him to restore the damage my wife did. So I'll take it over to my apartment and examine it thoroughly, and Mr. Cartwright will restore it.
Oh, sure. Go right ahead, Horace, and take it off the wall and out of the house. I got no reason to want to see it again. None at all. I've seen it tonight, and that's enough.
There's vivid excitement in Stella's voice, and for a moment, by the light of the candles, Horace stares at her suspiciously. But Stella meets his gaze evenly. And Horace can't see that Stella is holding something in her hand, something she pulled from the portrait. Well, don't miss the surprising turn of drama in tomorrow's absorbing chapter of Stella Dallas. Here's a quick and easy way to overcome acid indigestion, stomach distress that often occurs when you eat too much or too quickly. What you do is this. Alkalize the excess acidity of your stomach by taking Phillips Milk of Magnesia. You'll find that your stomach upset will be relieved quickly and gently. That's because Phillips Milk of Magnesia is rated among the most rapidly effective alkalizers or neutralizers of excess stomach acids known. And stomach upsets are usually caused by an excessively acid condition of the stomach. What's more, when taken at bedtime in water or orange juice, 2 to 4 tablespoons of Phillips Milk of Magnesia will help you to start the day feeling on top of the world, fresh as a daisy, ready to tackle the problems of the day. So keep Phillips Milk of Magnesia handy. But when you buy, ask for it by its full name, Phillips Milk of Magnesia, not merely for Milk of Magnesia alone. And when you take it, follow this advice. Caution, use only as directed on the package. Besides the familiar liquid form, you can also get the convenient Phillips Milk and Magnesia tablets to carry in pocket or purse. Cost only 25 cents, less than 1 cent a tablet at any drugstore. This chapter in the later life of Stella Dallas is written by Anne Hummert and is based on the famous character created by Olive Higgins Prouty in her great novel. Stella Dallas will be on the air at the same time tomorrow, 4:15 p.m. Eastern Wartime. This is Frank Gallup speaking.
Many doctors say women need more iron than men, so supplement your diet with ironized yeast tablets. You get extra iron to help keep your blood rich and red, extra vitamin B1 to help keep your nerves steady. Ironized yeast tablets.
This program came to you from New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Eastern Wartime, WEAF, New York.